Here's your Catholic trivia question for the day. Do you know what the chief sacrament of forgiveness is? If you answered confession, you're wrong. The Catechism says that the chief sacrament of forgiveness is baptism, the very first sacrament that we receive. Because baptism is meant to be the primary turning point, the moment of conversion for our life. In baptism, we participate in the death and the resurrection of Christ. We die to our old life of sin, and we rise to a new life of grace. In a perfect world, baptism would mark the beginning of a straight shot to heaven, a path during which we would grow more and more, and the grace of our baptism would unfold bit by bit until we become the saints we have been made to be. And sometimes that happens. I think, for example, of St. Thérèse of Lisieux. Her life seemed to be one continuous unfolding and deepening of the grace of her baptism, to the point that near the end of her short life, she could say that she truly believed she had never committed a single mortal sin. For most of us, however, that path from our baptism to eternal life isn't so direct. Maybe it includes a detour or two of falling away from the practice of the faith or struggling with serious sin. Or maybe we fall into a little complacency, content with where we are on the path. The saints also are no exception to this example. Take, for example, St. Francis of Assisi. Like St. Thérèse, he was baptized as a child, but he lived a very worldly childhood and adulthood, enjoying the pleasures of this world, really not focused on the kingdom of heaven, until that key moment of conversion in his life, many years after his baptism, when our Lord spoke to him from the cross in the church of San Damiano, and then St. Francis began that journey in haste towards eternal life. That idea of journeying in haste is present in our opening collect for this morning's Mass. We prayed, Almighty and merciful God, may no earthly undertaking hinder those who set out in haste to meet your Son. Baptism is the moment when we set out. We're meant to set out in haste, but how easy, how common it is for us to be hindered by any number of earthly undertakings. We become attached to the goods of this world, the pleasures of this world, that keep us from walking in haste. They hold us back from journeying towards Christ. Baptism may be the chief sacrament of forgiveness, but thanks be to God, it's not the only one. In his merciful love, the Lord has also given us the sacrament of penance. For those times when we go astray or we slow down on that path to sanctity. And when I think of Advent, I think Advent is a time in particular in which we're called to reflect on our lives and get ourselves back on that narrow path and set out in haste anew to meet Christ the Lord. And it's for that reason that confession is the most fitting way to observe these Advent days. It's interesting, when we listen to the Gospel, both St. John the Baptist, as we heard in this morning's Gospel, and Christ himself, when we hear him, as they began their public ministry, the very first thing that both of them called people to was repentance. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repentance is always the first step back to that path towards eternal life when we've gone astray or become stalled in our earthly pilgrimage. I think we can all admit that confession is more often than not an under-practiced aspect of our Catholic faith. probably because it's somewhat uncomfortable. We don't like facing our sins squarely, verbalizing them, confessing them to another person. We'd rather just offer some general prayer of contrition in our hearts and go on with our lives. So why go to confession? Well, I think first of all, we should go to confession because Christ and his church tell us we should. When our Lord rose from the dead and appeared to his apostles, the first priests of his church, he said, "Receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, whose sins you retain are retained." You see, Christ wanted to meet every person in a personal way. But he, in the limitations of his human nature, was unable to do so. In his 33 years on earth, it was impossible for him to meet every person of every time and every place. And so he entrusted to his priests this task of going out into the whole world and making his mercy present, forgiving in his name. The church has always held that the ordinary means for the forgiveness of mortal sins is the sacrament of penance. And even more, she's recommended that we regularly bring even our venial sins to the sacrament. Because there are special graces, unique graces that God offers in that sacrament. When we go to confession, we're not simply telling our sins to another person. We're confessing to Jesus Christ himself, who simply makes use of his priests as his instrument to reach all people of all times and all places. You see, Christ loves us so much that he doesn't want us simply to utter a prayer in our heart and wonder and hope that God has heard us. He wants us to hear, to literally hear with our own bodily ears, his words of forgiveness. In the absolution that the priest speaks, Christ borrows the voice of the priest so that we meet him truly in that sacrament. And if it is true that it is Christ whom we meet every time we receive the sacrament, why would we take a pass on that? And so let us each take some time in these Advent days to examine our lives and seek out the Lord in the sacrament. We have extra opportunities in our parish and throughout the church during the Advent season for that very reason. Maybe for some of you it's been a long time, a very long time, since you've been to confession. Be not afraid. Do not hesitate. The Lord is waiting for you there. Set out in haste to meet him and to receive that gift of his mercy and love. How does one make a good confession? It begins by examining your conscience. Think over your life since the last time you have come. It's very helpful to have a guide, questions to prompt our reflection, and in our day and age, it's not hard to find one. All you do is pull up Google and type examination of conscience, and a whole wealth of options will be available to you there. And then, having examined your conscience, come to confession with deep trust in the mercy of God. The priest sits there in the person of Christ, not to judge and condemn, but to be an instrument of God's mercy. The seal of confession should give us the confidence to hold nothing back, to name our sins, all of them, even the ones we'd rather not name, with honesty and contrition. Yesterday morning, 80 of our children, our second graders, received this sacrament for the very first time. You'll recognize them, they're the ones running around with their halos shining brightly. What a beautiful moment that was, as those children met Christ in that sacrament and allowed him to help them continue that journey towards eternal life. Let's all seek our Lord out during this Advent season. Seek his mercy, seek his love, and with our sins forgiven, May we as a parish family all together set out in haste to meet Christ our Lord. St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.